Recorded the tone.
Beep. Looks okay.
You gotta wait for the beep.
Beep.
Leave your name.
You gotta leave your number. You gotta wait for the beep. Ah, that was good stuff. All right. Anything else before we just start this shortest show of all time?
Yeah, I'm just looking to get ready for the showdown. Does your character have a last name?
O-S-C-A-R?
If the answer is yes, then I'm looking at... What?
It's O-S-C-A-R?
No. Like Mackenzie. Yes, never mind. I'm looking at the right character. The picture that they had at the top made me question my sanity, but all the other pictures tell me I'm okay.
Teeth?
I don't know. Are you talking about this week?
Yes.
Yeah, Mackenzie, yeah.
Okay.
The Mackenzie.
Oh, that reminds me. Show is starting, but Craig.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen any episodes of, or are even aware of, the Netflix series The Pentaveret?
No, never heard of it.
It's Mike Myers
playing
most of the characters, starring Mike Myers pretending to be a Canadian reporter trying to uncover the Pentaveret. And when I say that, I mean the reference that Mike Myers made in So I Married an Axe Murder. In, like, the Queen, the Rothschilds, Colonel Sanders before he went f***s up. He has created a whole Netflix show where he just plays most of the characters as members of the Pentaveret. Or no, as a reporter trying to infiltrate the Pentaveret.
Huh. I've never heard of this.
No, neither did I until last night, and I can't quite get myself to watch it.
Oh, I did watch. Ray, you have that Paramount thing.
Do I? I don't think I do.
Ray has Paramount Plus?
I thought you were watching the Picard on that.
Nope. We signed up for CBS for the free month, let it pass over, so I ended up paying them for 1 month. And that was about it.
Okay, well, say I were using a bootleg website that gave me TV shows, and this said bootleg website gave me the new Star Trek show, Strange New Worlds. Very enjoyed it.
Hmm.
It's the tales of Christopher Pike's Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that.
It's got Lieutenant Kirk, you know, Captain Kirk's dad. It's got a very young, you know, Spock, young...
Is Captain Kirk's dad once again O'Hara? Played by Liam or by Chris Hemsworth?
No.
Oh.
But if you would like the bootleg link to the show, I can put it in the chat, in our super secret chat. Now, just know with this site, you have to, like, when you click to play something, it will launch a pop-up, which you have to close probably 4 times before the video actually plays.
Sure.
But then the video does actually play. And, like, over the weekend, I was on there, and I rewatched all of the Keanu Reeves movies, the John Wicks.
Oh, that's an okay franchise.
Yeah, I watched all 3 of those over again. It's a good time.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with this show then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, except that all right, there you go.
Sorry, that scene in John Wick 2 where he and Common are shooting at each other with silenced weapons as they slowly walk out of a plane. It's one of the worst cinematic scenes I've ever seen in my life.
I love those movies.
Oh, I do too. Like, I feel like the John Wick marathon would be like, oh, this is great. Oh, this is less great. Ah, well, I'm stuck now. Might as well watch 3.
I know is to give me more and more things where Ian McShane's running a shady hotel, and I will keep watching this over and over and over again.
Yeah, Ian McShane is an easy sell.
Oh, smokes, I love him as management. All right, let's roll this show. It's well after 9 o'clock. All right, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 338th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. It's going to run for 338 seconds, so get ready. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. That's Ray. We got Sneaky Beat 15. He's Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is the week of, what are we in? May 11th to the 18th. And the years that never end. Just goes on and on. My friend. And your crash! Your 5-day 4-star crash! We talked about all the duplicates last time, so I'm going to skip that. Coming up on the 12th, it's Echo versus, I don't know, something. How's your Echo looking?
Do you remember when they gave us one of each cover?
Okay.
Looks exactly like that.
All right. I see. I clearly have the superior build over Ray. I have the 544 build. That is clearly correct.
I have the Bizarro Craig build, 355.
Is that the scene where Ozzie Smith falls into like a mysterious black hole and just keeps falling and falling for the rest of the episode?
Yes. And then coming up number next on the 17th, you've got your 2099 Spider-Man doing something with somebody. Again, I have the correct 454.
Wait, what? Is he really doing something? Is that just a... Oh, I thought that was up there because of the other segment. No. I didn't know he's also going to be in a crash.
I think he's also the crash.
Wow. Dual purpose. That's efficient.
Look at that. My 454 build isn't even at the bottom of the top six builds. How about that? It is only slightly behind Ray's ridiculous 355 build.
Yeah. I don't know why I have him at a 355.
Everybody clearly knows that the blue power that I have no idea what it does is the best power.
So, Craig, just to double check again, did you look at that very clear picture of the Vulture from Warner Brothers, have no idea what character that could be referencing, and then continued on?
Oh, that's what that is. Yeah, my brain did not register Vulture.
There used to be this show called Looney Tunes, Craig.
Yeah, you know, you just mentioned it. I get it. To me, that's a picture of just someone going, I don't know.
Well, I mean, he is.
It is, in fairness to you, but it is a Vulture, not a just someone.
that makes a lot of sense. There you go. Magic. I don't know. We have no other info. Is there an Alliance event tomorrow? I don't know. Is there any event tomorrow? I don't know.
Sweet surprise event.
Yeah. In PvP land, it is the Morris Day season. OEOEO. In your simulator, it is Thanos, Bullseye, and Rhino. Right now, Strange Days is running. Then you get Doctor Strange and Drax. Placement is Echo and some five-star Strange shards there. In the news, we got nothing. I got nothing. There's nothing on the forums. I couldn't find nothing.
Ah. Is this our last show?
Maybe they're wrapping up the game. I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know if everyone at D3 quit, went on vacation, lost their internet connection. I don't know.
They could be.
Did California shut down because of a wildfire or something, so they couldn't get on the internet?
Supply chain?
Yeah. I mean,
the internet is stuck in a barge
yeah,
in the Strait of Gibraltar.
Yeah, it could be anything. I mean, there is, I could find nothing, and I believe from other more reputable sources than me, they could also find nothing. So, what do you guys got?
So, I guess currently, if you play Doctor Strange, I don't know if it's still going on, but if you play Doctor Strange, you get a Strange Events token or a Doctor Strange token.
Is that still going on?
I don't know. It might be over.
I don't know. Ray threw that in the chat, and I was very appreciative. I would have never known to use Doctor Strange if Ray hadn't put something there.
Well, you had to there for a couple of days. He was required in the event.
Yeah, but if you weren't paying attention, you might just have got, like, you might have got a token and gone, oh, well, that was from the event or whatever.
I suppose.
Nope, I see. I'm hearing you guys. Yes. You guys were moving forward as though I were playing the event.
Yes.
Yes.
Because the first fight on the event required Doctor Strange, so if you...
Yes. Know. No, I was... I needed Ray to let me know that I needed to work Doctor Strange into my Deadpool daily so that I could get these tokens from the event.
Right. I get it.
All right. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, O'Hara's Pub, the worst bar in Nueva York.
All right. Let's see what Spider-Man 2099 is up to these days. He appears to be a four-star character who is blue, yellow, and black. His blue ability is his spider bite. He stuns the target for one turn, then converts a chosen basic tile into a three-turn countdown tile. The target takes 15% additional damage as long as this countdown tile is on the board. As he levels up, the stun is a four-turn stun, and the 75% additional jam. That's significant. Four-turn stun with 75% damage bonus? That seems pretty good. Let's see what the Harbinger of Heroes does. It's passive. It's yellow. And let's see. Whenever a friendly hero makes a black or blue match, generate one green, purple, or red web tile and deal 120 damage. That scales up to 320 damage and 3 web tiles, and includes yellow matches as well. And lastly, Uprising. It costs 9 black AP. It deals 556 damage and converts up to 2 web tiles into 1-turn countdown tiles that deal 963 damage to a random enemy, scaling its way up to 834 damage, converting 5 web tiles into those countdown tiles, which deal 1,759 damage. He seems okay. I've never really dove into him, but blue and black seem like very usable powers. You know, I don't know if he pairs well with someone. He probably doesn't, or else I'd see him more. But, like, just as a man on his own, a Spider-Man living his best life, he seems like an effectively designed Marvel Puzzle Quest character.
Probably teams well with Okoye, I don't know.
Probably, I don't know.
Hell, he super does. He does automatic damage when you make, you know, matches of a certain color. So that gets...
Oh, great.
That gets pumped up by Okoye by far, yeah. That 827 damage or whatever you said, it goes up, you know, by thousands for every team-up AP you have. So, yeah, he's great. Actually, I always enjoy using him when he's boosted or in the event or whatever.
Sure. Maybe I will add him to my list of 4-star favorites and champion him sooner rather than later.
I was trying to figure out why I have him at a 355.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really don't like Uprising that much. I have no idea why I spec'd him that way.
No idea?
I don't know. You're like, the Uprising's my least favorite. I'm going to pick that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll probably be changing that here shortly.
Right. There's a bajillion 4-stars. Sometimes one or two just get away from you. They don't get the time and attention they require.
I agree. All right. Let's move on.
Cool.
Willie, what you got in that mailbag?
Not a whole lot this week, but...
Oh, well, you're supposed to make the show longer.
I told you it's going to be a very short show. Over on the D3 forums, however, Fofobos did post a quote from last week, quote, "Didn't everybody have a non-funny arc on that show?" I believe that was me. He says, "Whoa! Uzi Paloozy fired! # blaster stroke." Strong words for a show in the second round of the PW3 sitcom bracket. Yeah, that is a good point. It did get up there. I think it was because of its impact on society, that sort of thing. I just was never a huge fan of it. I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
Right. I agree with you. You don't have to justify that. Well, I don't know how far it made in the bracket, but I know how far it made in the world. I hate Seinfeld. His show sucked.
Love that show.
You confused me for a little bit, but I'm like, Seinfeld is in The Office?
You can hate
The
Office all you want because, right. You know, it's not uncommon. The Office is also, it relied too heavily for me on people, you know, making me feel uncomfortable. And I don't want to feel awkward and uncomfortable more so than I already do by existing.
Right.
Do you want to take bets as to how bad that 90s show is going to suck?
What is it? First of all,
it's the reboot of that 70s show with all of the same characters, but 20 years later.
Oh. I'll probably take a pass on that show.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to watch a single episode. There's not a chance that's any good.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. But
I know you watch a lot of really bad TV, so.
I do. It is my jam.
I don't know what would compel me to watch that, though.
It's got to be better than that 80s show, because that was really terrible.
I don't see why it would have to be better.
Yeah, I don't understand why. I don't understand how that correlates.
Just because this has characters that I'm familiar with and could have some nostalgia factor for the original show.
Right, but like I've also never seen that 80s show. I have no interest in that 80s show, but that was like your baseline. You're like, well, it's got to be better than a show that you also haven't seen and was awful. Maybe. Or
maybe you had seen that show. I don't know. I
mean, it could be slightly better than a terrible show, but... It seems like it could be bad. I don't know. I don't want to watch it. I don't like a lot of the people involved in that project. So,
well, I think Crazy Scientologist, what's his name? Isn't he still in jail?
He didn't go to jail, did he?
Oh, I thought he went to jail.
I hope Hyde is in prison, but I don't think he went to jail.
I don't think he's involved in the project.
Okay.
I know you got Kitty and Red back, and that's nice.
Oh, they're nice. You've won me back momentarily.
And I mean, the cooch is worth $1 billion, so he should have better things to do with his life.
Wait, why?
Because he's worth like $1 billion.
Not only should he have a ton of free time. I'm not aware of an upper limit of money that rich people are satisfied with.
That is a good point. But it is featuring, yeah, Laura Prepon, Mila Kunis, Topher Grace, Wilmer Valderrama, and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh.
As well as Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo.
Right.
And then some miscellaneous new characters, which I'm assuming are probably the children of the characters we know and enjoy.
Well, you're kind of winning me back with that cast list.
So it is set in Wisconsin in 95, primarily following Leah Foreman. Of course, her name is Leah, the daughter of Eric and Donna.
Oh, they ended up together at the end of the show?
I guess we'll go with yes.
Okay.
I don't remember.
How did we get on this? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question, Ray. What are we talking about and why?
But hey, that's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Nice. Thanks, Willie.
All right, then, moving along. This is quick, baby. It's quick, baby. This week, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop you up.
You up.
What do we got, Ian? Right.
So, sticking with the theme of the show, there has not been a ton of communication with D3. There are a lot of handsome pictures of Samurai's cat, both of them, in a nice kind of montage, little mashup that he's done here.
Gonna have a montage.
Montage.
A bleeping montage.
Montage.
That is all.
Yeah, that's it. There's literally, it's totally empty. So that's who's boosted this week.
So I did see.
Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. Thanks for nothing, Mystify.
I did see in Discord, Wolvie. Yes. Wolvie is posted that according to the calendar, next PvE is after Operation Spider Silk should be the 3-day Cosmic Chaos event. So.
Yeah, but that should have appeared in the game by now.
Yep.
And were the case.
Moon Knight should have been in the rotation 5 days before he was. And
why?
Yeah.
You got that. Right. All right. All right, let's go to the Superhero Showdown bracket then.
Oh, hey, we got something here.
Brought to you by Terrified. Ray, last week we had Blackout versus one Jennifer Kale.
We definitely did. This actually went a little bit different than what I expected. It was 60-40. Jennifer Kale comes out on top. Again,
yes.
I think it's just because of the sorcery, the magic. Magic wins.
Magic, yeah, magic wins, baby.
So, Jennifer Kale moving up in the bracket.
This week, however, we have a battle of the Titans. This is serious business this week.
This is a gee-golly outrage.
This week is fantabulous.
Jennifer Kale, are you kidding me?
Be quiet, Ian. Ray, who you got this week?
Oh, I'm starting. This week, we have...
Jennifer Kale, she's a star.
Craig's absolute favorite character, Imperious Rex... That's right, Namor is in this corner. If you don't know, he's got everything. He's got superhuman strength, superhuman speed, superhuman stamina, superhuman agility, superhuman reflexes, superhuman durability. Everything is superhuman. The list goes on and on. He can breathe underwater. He has Aquaman's telepathy.
He had that first. Namor was first. Marvel's first mutant.
That
is Namor.
That is not wrong. He also has little wings on his ankles, so he has flight. Flight, I mean, these wings are amazing. He can reach escape velocity when exerting himself. So
how about that?
That's pretty good. Expert combatant, like it literally goes on and on. There are pages.
Member of the Illuminati.
In some dimensions, yes, that is correct.
And the only one that matters, that's right.
So, yeah, Namor. I mean, he's really kind of godly, you know, in Marvel standards.
Yes, he's Namor.
anymore.
Yeah.
He is a chump.
He is just, everyone should just be happy that he only gets angry at the surface world once in a while. Because as far as he's concerned, he's already ruling 75% of the planet. You other chumps can fight over the other 25%.
He is a bipolar crybaby with a glass jaw.
you're the worst.
And let me tell you why he is going to get a beating from the now world-famous Mark Spector.
Yeah.
Mark Spector, also known as the Moon Knight, who also, I don't even know if Ray mentioned this, absolutely comes along with superhuman fighting skills, strength, durability, immortality,
right?
Which, no slouch. I really think that, I think Namor is a little more powerful, but as far as that's concerned, but I think that Namor has developed more exploitable weaknesses. Now, like, multiple personalities isn't necessarily a strength, but, I mean, Namor's sensitive to not enough oxygen, too much oxygen, in the water, out of the water, he's bipolar. If you hit him in the head, he instantly. Normal human strength, punch to the head, Namor goes down. He's riddled with PTSD. If he has to breathe the air, it's filled with pollutants, and you know how that goes when you're the half-breed king of Atlantis.
I find it very amusing that Moon Knight, powers come from the desert, right? He's always in the desert, and Namor has a problem with dehydration.
Right.
However, if we're anywhere near water, you're in for it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking that if I could, wait, are we armed in the octagon?
I mean, the Black Knight had a sword, so.
Oh, okay. So there's a chance that I can ricochet.
Throw croissants at me?
Ricochet a hit him in the head with one of those croissants. Fight's over. Namor goes down.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Namor bought all his powers through an obvious accessible focus called head. If anything comes in contact with it, he loses.
Yeah, Mary, you get a lot of points for that obvious and accessible focus.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
I like what Donkey Teeth said. Namor is the reason we have to cut up our plastic six-pack holders, so... You'd think he'd be used to the pollution being in the ocean at this point.
Yeah.
And I know, so you go to the Marvel fandom page and you look up Namor and you have to scroll for like 40 minutes to get through it all.
Yeah.
I didn't say that he hasn't lived a full aquatic life. I'm just saying that in this particular instance, when facing Mark Spector, I like Mark Spector's chances.
Batman versus Aquaman. You decide.
No dice. He's the Sub-Mariner. He knows what he wants.
I am posting a thing in Discord, and I'm putting reactions on it.
Oh, you're the worst.
Yep, you are the best, and it made me chuckle.
Hey, if there was a Namor emoji, I would have used it, but there isn't, so I went with the most aquatic thing that I could find.
Oh, okay. I thought, he was in this game, so I just assumed.
Man.
There's, 50 emojis, I think, something like that, and yeah, there are a lot more characters in this game, so I almost went with Iceman, just because. You can vote with a croissant. You can add that as a reaction, but I won't know how to count it. So
all I know is, TV show aside, anyone who doesn't vote for Namor just does not Marvel enough. All right. So that was Terrified. Thanks, Terry.
Terrified.
What do we got? Oh, man, we are flying through. All right, let's open up some tokens. We can try and get that new character finally.
Oh, snap. You guys are going to take the lead on this one, because I'm not at all ready.
Oh, Ian, you're the worst.
Wait, there's no character to get, is there?
Yes.
I thought we just discussed that no one has been moved.
Oh.
No, Moon Knight is now in.
Yeah, he got in on, Saturday. It was supposed to be Wednesday, Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
But they put him in four. On Saturday.
Ray's probably got a gajillion, but
I got 30, but I'm not. I'm doing one, so
I'm doing four. Number one, Yondu. Number two, Super Skrull. Number three, Domino. All four stars. Number four, it's Hammer Cap.
Hammer Time.
Oh, okay.
Sad times. Ray will get 12 5 stars.
I will only open one, so...
And you'll still get 12 5-stars.
I would hope. That would be awesome. And I'm only opening one because I already have Daredevil Elektra champed, so I'm gonna right. I'm gonna wait for Shuma Gorath to get in there.
Right.
So, my one is a 4-star. It is Lizard Ectothermic.
Ew, lizard, lizard, lizard.
Yeah.
Mine's also a 4-star. Wow, something that I needs a strong word, but don't have. So it's one yellow cover for North Star.
Oh.
Ugh.
Need is a strong word.
Yeah, need is an incredibly strong word.
Right. I just meant he's not fully covered. That didn't go to...
He's also not fully good in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not going to argue any of those against any of those points, but what I will say is that I got to use Gargantos in one of the events where you could use him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he is not bad.
Let me tell you, the animation for Ineffable Horror is fantastic.
What's the event? What's he in? I have not seen played with him yet.
I think he was in Versus.
Oh, did
he
I miss it?
He had a Versus event.
Oh, I missed it.
Where he was automatically on your team. What's that?
Then I missed it.
Yeah. Ineffable Horror, its animation is he, like, lobs himself at the, we'll say, screen, and then, like, this slime trail just oozes down all over the place. it was great.
Nice. Thanks always to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which you can find at soontobenamednetwork.com. This and several other excellent podcasts are there with direct links to all of the shows and all of the show archives. That's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
So I don't watch any. I was just looking at the Discord. I don't watch any hockey, but I read yesterday that playoffs were going on and that it was like super exciting. Apparently the Pens third string goalie is just wrecking the Rangers.
Yeah, he's been studly. The Rangers have had to pull their goalie the last two games. Like I was watching it Monday night at council meeting and the Pens were ripping off goals like every couple of seconds there for a period. It was crazy.
Yeah, did they win 4-1 or are they leading 3-1?
They're still playing the series, but the Pens are up 3-1.
Oh, okay. So there's a good chance they could win tonight.
They could.
Which wouldn't be all bad, because then they could have a nice, like, 3 or 4 game rest before their next game.
That would be nice. Try and get actual goalie back.
Play the third string guy's great!
He has been playing very well, yes.
The internet says so! No, I got nothing. I didn't know playoff hockey was happening.
Yep.
I don't care about playoff hockey. How is your FCF treating you? Still amazing?
Oh my god, that thing. You still didn't catch a game yet?
I still didn't, but you have talked about it almost nonstop for a week, which kind of makes me think that you love it a little more than you're claiming.
I don't think I'm going to watch any more, but the game I watched was certainly ludicrous. For those who care about sports, which is very few of you, and the ones who care about arena football should be even less of you, but the slightly rebranded arena football, which is now fan-controlled football, it's ludicrous. It's like the NFL Blitz version of real football. There are power-ups. The teams can just change the field at will.
Dope game.
They can have fifth downs. They can remove players off the other team.
You are correct, Teeth. It stinks.
It was not good. It was not good.
At
one point, the announcer told me that the same player was leading his team in both passing and receiving and rushing. I'm not sure how you pull that off. I was like, what? How can he be leading the team in both passing and receiving? I don't understand. So I don't know if he was just throwing the ball up in the air and catching it himself, what he was doing, but it was something. And apparently there's a special TO section of that show where it's just TO doing everything. He commentates, he plays, he referees at the same time. Who knows what he's doing? It's TO. But I need to see Ian to watch this once just so he can validate all my crazy perceptions of this.
Is there a way for me to watch it that isn't Twitch? Because if Twitch is my only outlet, then no.
No, I watched it on Hulu, I told you.
Mm.
Remember, it was on that made-up NBC channel. It was like NBC LF L something. Yeah. Or
LX or something.
Yes, LX.
Yep.
NBC yep. LX.
All right. If I see it, I'll at least give it a quarter's worth of watch.
All right.
Let's dip.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Maybe we'll have content next week. Who knows? If you like the fact that we have zero content, you can throw us a bone by clicking on our Amazon banner and buying something. That'd be nice. Maybe we can talk about it. Anyway, that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, Cletus was a poet and a prophet. Good night, everybody.
Nice. Goodbye, friends.
Good.